With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. SNAP recipients will continue to get their benefits.
Two federal judges on Friday said the Trump administration must tap into contingency funds to make payments for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, during the government shutdown. The aid was set to expire November 1st. Roughly 42 million Americans rely on SNAP to help buy food. Federal Judge John McConnell ruled that the suspension of SNAP funding is arbitrary and likely to cause irreparable harm, citing the terror felt by Americans who are scrambling to meet their basic nutritional needs. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The president is putting Nigeria on notice for its persecution of Christians.
The president says Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria and that his administration will designate the West African nation as a country of particular concern. That designation does not necessarily mean that sanctions will be imposed, but is one step ahead of that. The president writes in a social media post that radical Islamists are responsible for the mass slaughter of thousands of Christians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster. That's so the Republican majority can bypass Democrats and reopen the shutdown federal government. Trump on social media calling getting rid of the 60-vote threshold in the Senate the nuclear option. His call to do so came as certain senators and House Speaker Mike Johnson know that it's time for the government shutdown to come to an end. A New York judge has dismissed a legal challenge from Texas seeking to enforce a civil judgment against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills to a Dallas area woman. The case tested New York's Shield Law, which protects telehealth providers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wanted a New York court to enforce the decision against Dr. Margaret Carpenter. Acting Ulster Clerk Tiller Brook refused. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Texas.
The state Supreme Court has ruled that judges and justices of the peace do have the right to refuse to officiate at gay weddings if doing so would violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. The decision stems from a lawsuit filed by McLennan County Justice of the Peace Diane Hensley, who refused to solemnize a same-sex union for religious reasons. She filed suit under the Texas Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was passed in 1999. Michael Harrington reporting.
Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox men covered downtown Jerusalem in a sea of black Thursday to protest plans to draft them into the military, singing, clapping, and holding signs saying they would rather go to jail. Deep divisions of Israeli society over the current draft exemption given the Orthodox have emerged as the most serious threat to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. The embattled leader relies on ultra-Orthodox parties to keep his government in power. This is SRN News. Silicon Valley chipmaker NVIDIA plans to supply its graphics processing units for projects with the South Korean businesses and government.
The goal is to advance the country's artificial intelligence infrastructure and technologies. The new partnership was announced after the South Korean president held talks with NVIDIA's chief executive. He's been getting a rock star treatment reminiscent of Apple's Steve Jobs since arriving in South Korea this week to attend a meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation.
The recent escape of several research monkeys after the truck carrying them overturned on a Mississippi interstate is the latest glimpse into the secretive world of animal research. The escape is one of three in the U.S. over the past 4 years. Three monkeys remain missing since the truck crashed Tuesday along the Interstate 59 in Mississippi, spilling crates labeled live monkeys. Five of the 21 were killed during the search. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.